It actually stung that he thought that of me. It was a weird little sharp feeling that mixed with the angry flare-up that I should have been unable to have after all the anger I put into the storm outside. I wanted to hit him. I actually raised my hand to do so and clenched it to the side instead. Martin reached out and grasped my clenched fist, wrapping it easily in his warm, calloused grip. He stood there staring into my angry eyes that I was barely keeping from turning into bright green lanterns.
"I'm doing a horrible job of it, but I want to apologize, damn it."
He was getting annoyed now, as if he had the right.
"Well, get on with it then, unless you're too busy yelling at me or calling me a prostitute."
I hissed at him. His grip tightened on my hand and he ran his free hand through his hair, looking like he wanted to scream at me. He shook my hand for a moment and I imagined he wanted to grab my shoulders and shake me.
"I'm sorry,"
he snarled at me.
"Fine,"
I snarled back. I don't know if I kissed him or if he kissed me, but in the next moment, we stood with our mouths pressed together as if we wanted to meld our faces together. The stubble above and below his lips brushed against my chin and cheek. His mouth tasted like a warmed version of my favorite wine, and I drank it in. The hard lines of anger thinned his lips as he kissed me. He let go of my hand and slid it up my neck and into my hair, causing me to shiver and give a shaky exhalation into his mouth. He softened the kiss, but slid his other arm around me to hold me tightly against him. It was rough and possessive. I breathed him in, a spiced, warm smell that was clean, like ginger. His lips pulled at mine, and I ran my hands up his chest. Through the crisp material of his shirt, I felt the play of muscles contract as he drew in a sharp breath. I can feel his heat resonate through the fabric. I wanted to clasp the fabric and shred it with my fingernails until I could feel nothing but smooth skin and muscle. It was hot and exciting and just what I wanted. I didn't want to let him go. I think it was the intensity of the feeling that brought me back to myself. My eyes flew open and I pushed away from him. I only achieved separating our lips. I had neither rage nor mortal body strength to break his hold on me. His eyes opened and he stared down into my startled green. He didn't move away though, and I licked my lips for the lingering warmth. His eyes lowered to the movement and darkened from silver to iron. I swallowed and pushed against him to get away. My body was inviting him to continue kissing me while my brain was screaming like a banshee. When I didn't stop pushing on him, he blinked a few times and realized the moment had passed. He paused a moment more and then released me.